Ready.
CJ Graham on the Fishbowl. Thank you for taking the time to swim in the bowl with me.
Hey, Fishbowl fans, what's going on?
I hope the temperature is just right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, first, let me just say that I'm a huge fan of your work. Obviously, Jason Lives, but my all-time favorite role is Highway to Hell. I was wondering, what was it like playing Jason Voorhees in one of the most iconic sequels, and probably some of the best in the franchise?
Yeah, well, Part 6 is up in the top couple, you know, it's a popularity thing, but Part 6 is a little different. I mean, Tom McLaughlin did a great job of, you know, there's no nudity. Couple swear words, otherwise a little bit of comedy, but it's the one that I can sit there and go that you got the James Bond opening, you come back to life like Frankenstein, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Alice Cooper does the music, and last but not least, I get to wear Batman utility belt. How much better can that be?
awesome. On Highway to Hell, how long did the makeup take, and how did you get that role? What's your overall impression of
it? Well, you know, I got the role going out of call. It just happened to be the right time, right face, right structure. As far as the wardrobe or the makeup itself, per se, it took about 5 hours. It was done by Steve Johnson, a very well-known artist in the industry. And we would sit there at 3 o'clock in the morning in a makeup chair, and I'd be watching MTV back in those days, 88, 89, and falling asleep while he was doing my eyes or my ears or whatever. But as far as the actual Highway to Hell, it's unfortunate. You know, you got some well-known A-listers in it from today, Ben Stiller and a few others. You can take a look at it, Christy Swanson, Chad Lowe, Rob Lowe's younger brother. But M. Dale bankruptcy about 2 weeks before it was to be distributed to movie theaters. So it never made it to a movie theater distribution. In fact, it just sat on the shelves until a few years back when I believe it was United Artists and MGM bought the library, which included Highway to Hell.
I want you to know that I own it on Blu-ray, and it was a major inspiration for a film in the process of getting produced. I was telling you about it yesterday. Initially, the idea was it was supposed to be the unofficial sequel to the Highway to Hell. But obviously, I can't do that for rights reasons. And it's just a pleasure to talk with you with Hellcom, you know. Pleasure having you on the show. My last question for you is, what are some of your favorite films?
Well, I guess that's kind of a loaded question, because as far as favorite, when it comes to horror per se, you know, I'm a big Universal, old school Universal, Frankenstein, Werewolf, Mummy, Dracula. I still remember having those models when I was a kid back in the 60s. So those will always be my humble background. As we go forward, I think the films are great. I'm really proud of the Freddies, the Michael Myers, and Leatherface, and of course, Jason. Completely different genre that's carried for decades, 4 decades now, which is great. And now we go into Terrifier and a few others. I wish them the same luck, because it's really hot right now. Terrifier 2.0 just came out, and the guys are doing great with it. However, you know, the test of time will be in 10 years, or 20, right, or 30. So if they get the same boot that we got, they'll be on a great run. Unexpected, and you just kind of go, this is really amazing and an honor. But as far as others, you know, I love the newer films of today, like, you know, Fast and Furious, etc. The only thing is, you know, the older ones are more robotic, meaning there's no cameras involved, there's no green screens, etc. I mean, to be fair, how many times can you jump out of a plane,
right,
do a backflip, land on a tank, pick up a 50 cal machine gun, and lock and load? That's nice, it's entertaining, there's a lot of commercial hardware to do that, but the realistic side of it is a little different.
Right.
And then today, if you noticed, wearing a mask was cool. All these DC heroes and Superman and everybody, they all got masks on now.
Right.
In my day, if you wore a hockey mask or something of that nature, nobody wanted to wear a mask. They wanted everybody to see their face. And now if you get the opportunity to wear one of these masks for one of these big comics, DC, etc., it really is a guaranteed success. So,
right.
Good for them.
Awesome. Well, CJ, thank you so much for taking the time to swim in the bowl with me. I hope the temperature was just right.
Thank you.